our minds and think through them, and take our hearts and set them on fire for Christ's sake. Amen. Even before I started working here, the Palos Verdes Peninsula has always had a special place in my heart. A long, long time ago, when I was a young man, I was a pastor serving in another denomination and discerning what the future would hold. Should I continue in ministry, or should I accept an offer to move to the East Coast to begin doctorate studies in the psychology of religion? I agonized for weeks, hoping to make the right decision. My parents were living in Torrance then, and my dad loved walking along the shores of Malaga Cove. So on a foggy, overcast Saturday morning, like many mornings I've experienced here since then, I asked to join him, hoping that some time with him would help me find clarity for my situation. He and I walked along the cove and then up Paseo del Mar until we could walk no further. There we stopped and looked over Bluff Cove. As the fog and the ocean rolled in, my dad, usually a man of few words, said to me, "Peter, your mom and I have tremendous trust in you. We already are so proud of you. So whatever decision you make, we are fully supportive of you." His words lifted a massive weight off my shoulders. I felt relief, but more importantly, I felt love. And in that moment, I realized it wasn't so much his advice I was seeking that day as it was his blessing I so needed. His words didn't make my decision any easier, but I felt less alone, less afraid, and more determined for whatever awaited me. My dad's words reminded me that in times of transitions, what we most need might not be advice or a set of to-dos. With new beginnings, like a new job or a marriage or even an ordination, or with changes in our health or death of a loved one or the end of a relationship, what we most need might be the assurance that all shall be well because someone loves us and promises to be with us through all the uncertainties. What we most need to hear in our transitions might be a blessing. Perhaps this was what the Israelites heard in Isaiah chapter 43. They were exiles, desperately hoping to return home. In their transition with an uncertain future ahead of them, they heard these words of love and assurance. "But now thus says the Lord, He who created you and formed you, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. You are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you." How wonderful it must have been to hear these words God was saying, fire and water will not destroy you because I will be with you, and you are mine, and you are precious. Might it be that Jesus heard this same blessing at his baptism, just before he launched into his ministry? A voice from heaven declared to him, you are my son, the one I love. With you I am well pleased. With you I have taken delight. Might it be that after hearing these words, as Jesus spent 40 days in the desert, then faced the challenges of ministry that eventually led to his death, that he held on dearly to these words of blessing to help him through his most difficult times? God is in our transitions through change and uncertainty. Can you hear God's voice telling you, do not fear? Whatever you're going through, you are mine. You are precious in my sight, and I love you. Because whatever outcome might be on the other side of change, we are still and always God's beloved. I hope we take comfort in this. But transitions are also not just about feeling good. They can be purposeful. Transitions help us step into what is next because something new waits for us on the other side. But do not fear. God moves with us to the other side. The Israelites crossed the Jordan River to return to the Promised Land. The disciples in Acts received the Holy Spirit in tongues of fire that transformed them to be bold and purposeful Christians. Jesus emerged on the other side of the waters of baptism, receiving God's love as strength for his journey. Today, as we celebrate the baptism of Jesus, might we also open ourselves to new possibilities? What new place might God be calling us to step into? What might be on the other side of the water for us? Each year on this day and All Saints' Day, at Pentecost and at the Easter Vigil, we renew our baptismal covenant. Through it, we are reminded of our own baptisms as we remind each other that not only are we God's beloved, we have also crossed over and stepped into a life of deep sense of purpose. We have been baptized not just with water, but also with the Holy Spirit and fire, to shine as light in the world and to proclaim God's love. Isaiah writes, do not fear, for I am with you. But let us not stop there. Do not withhold, because there is still work for us to do. Bring my sons from far away and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, everyone whom I created for glory, everyone whom I formed and made, everyone who is loved by God, bring them all into God's love. So how might we, on this other side of the water, be part of proclaiming God's love? Soon in our service, we will reaffirm together our baptismal covenant, which asks, will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? And will you seek and serve Christ and all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? And will you strive for justice and peace among all people, and respect the dignity of every human being. And our answer on this side, this other side of the water, still is, I will, with God's help. In his book, Life of the Beloved, Henry Nouwen writes, to give someone a blessing is the most significant affirmation we can offer. To give a blessing is to affirm, to say yes to a person's belovedness. Claiming your own blessedness always leads to a deep desire to bless others. The characteristic of the blessed ones is that wherever they go, they always speak words of blessing. The blessed one always blesses. You are blessed ones. The blessed ones always blesses. So speak. Speak powerful and loving words of blessings. Such is the life on the other side of the water. So what is the place that God is calling you to step into? And what is on the other side of the water for you? In all our transitions, may we hear God's voice telling us how God loves us and delights in us. May this love, this delight, this blessing move us to love others on this other side of the water. May we, with God's help, be the blessed ones who always blesses. Amen.